It's the Dawn. This is my first podcast recording of Stop Playing With Me. I came up with that instead of using profanity, because sometimes profanity can escalate things so quickly and easily. So when I use Stop Playing With Me, that's when I'm at a point that I don't want to keep going to. So I have 3 boys and 1 girl. Thank God all of them are adults now. But raising them, I had so many Stop Playing With Me moments that is very comical to me now. So that's why I decided to come up with this podcast. And with my podcast, I want to be able to talk to others and let them vent and get it off their chest and things like that of that nature. I really hope you enjoy my podcast. So with that, let's get it started. So like I said, I do have 3 boys and 1 girl, and she's the one that makes me have these Stop Playing With Me moments. So I love her. We go shopping together. We spend time together. But now Miss Missy has a boyfriend. And every day, and I mean every day, her boyfriend comes over until she goes to work. And when I answer the door, it is a Stop Playing With Me. Because I can't believe that every day they just have to see each other. And don't get me wrong, when I was that young, I felt like I was in love and this is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with and all of that. But I get where my mom was coming from, because every day, whew. And then some days they fight. And that's what really gets on my nerves. And I run up and I tell both of them, y'all better stop playing with me. And that usually calms it down. So I do have an oldest son who is 23, who is still finding himself. But he's very, very sweet. He thinks he's a comet at times. But I know he gives me my Stop Playing With Me moments too, because he'll call me. No, I'm sorry. He'll text me. And he'll say, Mom, I need to talk to you. So, like any other mother, I'm like, oh my, something is wrong. I gotta see what's going on right then and right now. I gotta know what's going on. So I'll go ahead and say, go ahead, tell me what's going on. He doesn't say anything. This goes on for about 20 minutes. So I go ahead and call. He sends me the voicemail. I can't talk right now. Well, if you couldn't talk right now, why do you bother to text me talking about you need to talk to me? Because when you send a text like that to me, that means you need to talk to me right away. That's a Stop Playing With Me moment, because I'm either at work or in the grocery store or trying to go to sleep. So that's what he does. And I love him, but I keep telling him, can you stop sending me those text messages until you are ready to talk? I also have a 20-year-old who thinks he's my dad. He's off to college now, but right now he's home visiting. And oh my, he is a character all in itself. He does stuff. We can have a conversation. Conversation is good, but when I'm trying to get my point across, no, that's not this. This is what's wrong with you women and da 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 da. Like, are you serious right now? If you don't stop playing with me, that's what I scream. And sometimes it gets to the point where we both can settle down and have that conversation. But not only does he do that, it's information that he might need about his birth record or something like that. Or let's say the FAFSA. So he'll text me, Mom, when you get home and get settled, can you give me a call? I got some FAFSA stuff that I need to go over with you. So I get home, I cook dinner, shower, settle down, give him a call back. Oh, right now it's not a good time. Well, you didn't set up a time. You said when it was good for me. That's what I took from this conversation. So we'll go 3-4 days until the point I'm like, stop playing with me. Either you get this information now or you can forget it. Because I love you, but I don't have all day with this. And then there's my baby boy. Oh my gosh. He's probably the sweetest one of them all. Even though I've had my trials with him, he ended up sweet. He has joined the military, the army, and he'll call, and sometimes he called while I'm at work, and I'd be like, hey, or he'll ask me, are you at work? I said, yes, but I can talk. No, I'll talk to you later. And I call him back, and he sends me the straight voicemail. Like, what is wrong? I'm telling you, I have the time, but you're forwarding me the voicemail and saying I'll talk to you later. Stop playing with me. Because if you took the time to send me that call or that text message, we can be on the phone conversating. So that's a little bit about my family. In Washington, I have family that lives in Virginia because that's my hometown. BA to the fullest. But my mother, and I love her dearly too. But she has this day, so she'll text me in the morning while I'm on the way to work. And I'll call her back. Then she'll send me a text right back. Sorry, can't talk right now. What do you mean you can't talk right now? You just text me. Like, stop playing with me. And then now that we've been in this pandemic and I'm calling and I'm checking home more and more often. And she acts like she's the busiest woman in the world. She'll call, and if I'm taking a shower or doing something, I'll call her back. Maybe it's like 30 minutes later, and then she says, she'll send me a text. I was just calling to check on you. Oh, okay, so you didn't call to have a conversation with me. Okay, cool. Or then some mornings, she'll just send a text saying, sorry I missed your call. Love you, talk to you later. But you didn't call. I didn't call you. So why would you send me this text message saying that? And then I would call her. And I get sent straight the voicemail. Talk to you later. Wow. Like, it's so crazy. And that's the funny part about all of this. And that's why I came up with this podcast. And I know I'm not the only person in the world that have these moments or deal with their family to that nature. I do have a boyfriend, and we've been dating for 3 years now. He's from my hometown. We went to the same school, lived in the same neighborhood, and never met each other, never even crossed paths until we got up here. I've been here in Washington for 12 years, maybe a little bit longer. And then he got stationed here, and we just ended up meeting, and we hit it off. And I do love him, but again, I do have my stop playing with me moments with him too, because I guess that's just a part of being in a relationship. But here's a scenario. So we was at the grocery store, and somehow my cart was declining. So I'm like, well, stand right here. I'm going to go see if I can withdraw the money, because it was an ATM in the grocery store. So by the time I get back from the ATM, he's paid for the groceries. I was like, well, I have the money. He took that money so quick and put it in his pocket. Oh, I was so mad. I was like, stop playing with me. This can't be happening. Because normally he'd be like, no, it's okay, boo. Keep your money. Keep your money. But not that day. And I don't know if this us being in the house is like really messing with things. But it's like you find stuff now that makes you have those stop playing with me moments. I guess it's just life, but whatever. So like I said, those are the things of the stop playing with me moments. And I would really love to hear back from you guys about your stop playing with me moments. And I want to see where this goes. I really do feel like this is going to be something good and cool to do and talk about. So I'm only going to record this podcast for a good 11 minutes. And we have about 4 minutes until it's going to be an 11-minute mark. Please subscribe and give me your feedback. I'm just winging this right now. So I would love to hear from you guys. And I would love for this to become a big thing. I am the Don. And until next time, stop playing with me.